Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we're glad that you're joining us here for the third hour of the show as we start off tonight. The number for Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we encourage you to call and bring up whatever's on your mind. We like to talk with you about a wide variety of subjects. But recently, we've been talking about guns and self-defense. In the last segment, we were speaking with Brett in North Carolina. He is I would describe him as a proponent of guns and gun rights and caring. Let's bring Brett back on. And Brett, you were finishing up a point from the previous segment.
I watched This Week with David Gregory this morning, and he had Bill Cosby on. And Bill Cosby was talking about the Trayvon Martin tragedy.
You know? I'd love to see that. I'm going to take a look at that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he'd like it or not. He blamed an inanimate object for the entire problem.
No, I'm still going to watch it. I think that Bill Cosby is a very, very interesting character.
I used to. I don't anymore. When he said what he said, it was shocking to me that he didn't take into account the fact that common decency and respect for your elders didn't come into play. When I was a 17-year-old boy, if somebody came up and identified themselves as Community Watch and they said, "What are you doing in this neighborhood?" the first thing I would do is simply tell them what I was doing there. There wouldn't be an altercation.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
it's difficult to say.
Yeah. We don't know.
Right, we don't know.
All I can say is you know, I imagine the trajectory of the bullets, you know, whatever. The police knew enough to know not to charge the guy.
So
you distrust the police?
That argument really doesn't hold because now they decided they are going to charge him.
Well, no, the police didn't decide it. A special prosecutor did who was influenced.
All right, well,
are you insinuating that Trayvon must have been being rude or, you know, obstinate, refusing to identify himself to George Zimmerman? Are you saying that he might have sort of...
Well, I can certainly say that as much as you can say that George Zimmerman shot him in cold blood.
I don't know what cold blood means.
You guys love to say that, you know, here's somebody in a position of mock authority shows up.
How do you know we'd like to say that? I mean, it sounds like you're kind of filling in what we like to say. I mean,
well,
I'm just...
I certainly know that you're against handguns. That's for sure.
No.
How did you get that?
How many times have I
said you would actually... Look, if he'd hit him with an axe, would you guys be saying that we ought to ban axes?
What are you talking about?
We never said you should ban
handguns. Wait a second, Stephanie. Who do you think you're talking to? I have said multiple times on here that I believe that a man has the right to own a tool that fires a ballistic piece of metal out of the end. Come on. I am not here talking about banning handguns. Don't talk to me like I'm some kind of liberal and you know what my agenda is.
Well, I got to tell you, man, your partner there sure sounds like one.
Well,
you can talk to me. I'm Stephanie, by the way. You can address me if you'd like to talk to me. And, you know, actually, Brett, I've shot many handguns in my life.
Haven't you come out to my place and shot?
I don't think I have, but I've been to the range many times. It's not as though I'm anti-gun.
I'm afraid of you. However, my point is that Bill Cosby...
Who's afraid of who?
In a mansion. Bill Cosby lives in a big mansion with lots of walls, and he has lots of security to take care of him and his family. I don't have that. I live in a terrible community, and there is no way I'm going to leave my wife and son here alone without some kind of protection. The phone is a joke. The cops don't.
Agreed. Agreed.
Your only chance is a firearm, a sword, a stun gun, whatever you guys want to come up with. It won't work.
You know, Brett, our board operator mentioned that there are stun guns that can be fired from 10 feet away.
Yeah, they've got little wires on them.
That's a taser, not a stun gun, actually.
All right.
Your board operator's a moron.
Brett, see ya. We're done. Wow.
I've been trying to say in here is that there are advantages and disadvantages to these things that we call handguns. Now, you know, it's difficult to argue with the statistics that a handgun is more likely to harm you or a member of your family. And this includes the statistic that you're most likely to be killed by somebody you know, and chances are even high, and of those people you know, chances are very high that you've slept with that person. So that, you know, having the gun in the house, a lot of people sadly use them as solutions to domestic problems. I understand that, and I choose to eliminate that from my statistical understanding of handguns.
Mm-hmm.
But if that brings us dead even, where, you know, a gun can go off in a holster or something like that, I think the technology is getting better and better. But, you know, I mean, I know that people consume alcohol. They tend to make poorer choices at that point. All I'm talking about is this a good idea? In the statistically unlikely circumstance that a person is going to enter into a situation, whether they intend to or not, mm-hmm. where they're going to need, where a handgun would make them better off. Because I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
I've never personally been in a situation where a handgun makes me better off. Now, Aaron called in and said that, was it 2.5 million instances where handguns are, you know, shown or whatever in the United States used in a, you know, defensive way every year. I don't know. I mean, you know, I have no idea whether that is true or not. But, you know, you have to be in the situation where it would make sense to have a gun. You have to have that gun loaded and on you. And remember,
you're not always going to have that.
Your life isn't one story that's reported in the news. It's every single day you get up, you put your pants on, you slide a gun into that holster.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day there's an opportunity for an accident. People die from their own weapons, cleaning them, you know, accidental discharges. You know, these things happen. And all I wanted to do was have a discussion on that. And people can get so irate around this issue. That's when I ask myself, do I want somebody who gets irate having guns?
Yeah. And, you know, it really bothers me that I hear a lot of people making arguments for carrying guns all the time, and they come at it from a standpoint of trying to scare you. It's like, well, this could happen to your family.
And
you know,
I think there's an entire...
What's going to happen when this guy comes after you? You're going to be unprepared, and you're going to die. And I don't like that. I'd like to make this decision rationally, and it's a decision that I'm okay with people making for themselves. I just think it's important to think about and ask yourself those questions, like you said, Mark.
And I think the decision to have a shotgun by the door is an entirely different decision mm-hmm. than making a decision to carry a gun in one, you know, on one's person. For one, many women carry guns in their purses.
Yeah.
And, you know, you fumbled for that that wallet trying to get it out, and my mother carried a purse looks like luggage, and you know, where are you going to find, how are you going to get that gun and get your hand on it in the amount of time that it takes? You have to be able to get to that thing quickly, and you have to be able to carry it in a safe fashion.
You know, there was another good point that came up, and then we have some calls. By the way, Charles, our board op, is not a moron. He sent me a link to the stun gun that he was describing. It says the Phaser Hornet stun gun, and it can be fired from 10 feet away. It's not a taser, and he's not a moron. There you go. Just wanted to clear that up. But, you know, there are lots. Like, Mark, you advertised the Tiger Light, which is a tactical flashlight, on the show a bunch of times in the past.
And I advertised Ruger, too.
Uh-huh.
Because I believe that a person should be able to make a choice for themselves how they wish to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you could have non-lethal rounds in that gun. I think this is an interesting idea, because I wonder how often, when a gun is employed, could you have held somebody in place with, say, you know, held them in place with a gun or whatever? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, you're on the ground, you stay where you are, and, you know, I'm going to call the law. I don't know.
Yeah. The finality of shooting somebody is hard to argue against, you know. And people have called in tonight and said that there's a reason that you need that and stuff like that. But, Mark, we argued against the death penalty many times on this show. And essentially, when you shoot someone, that is the same. You know, like, it's very similar. It's not the state doing it, but you are judge, jury, and executioner at that moment. And it may not always be completely clear-cut.
Yeah, you may not know. You may have shot an innocent person. This Trayvon Martin is a really good instance why that guy shouldn't have put a gun on his hip that day.
Yeah. Although, the caller seemed to insinuate that Trayvon was asking for it or something like that, and that is really reaching far.
He was following the guy around the house. I mean, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. The phones are loaded up with people who want to talk about this issue, talking about guns, self-defense. Add your yourselves to the conversation. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is...
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we certainly do have fun during the breaks, don't we, Mark?
No, yeah.
That's the whole reason they have them. You can call the show at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. But we've been mostly talking about firearms, self-defense, and sort of alternatives to firearms. And, you know, how to think about that decision of what, you know, you want to do, whether you want to carry one or what you want to carry. And you know, it's been really interesting. The phones are loaded up, and we'll get to some of these calls in a moment.
But, precious metals. A lot of people are loading up on them right now. Certainly the Federal Reserve is printing money like it's going out of style, and you can get some precious metals by going to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of coins and pieces there that you can get precious metals into your hands at some of the best rates you'll be able to find on the internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, just checking a phone app, and silver's around $31 an ounce, and gold is about $16.50.
Yeah, I've got one on my phone, too.
Really good time to buy, I would say, maybe. Not a financial advisor, of course, but, you know. Okay, so let's go to the phones, Mark. We've got, we've got Mike listening in Three Rivers, Michigan, and he wants to talk about handguns, listening on WKZO. And, Mike, are you with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, on the question of firearms, I'm retired military, and okay. Every civilian job I have had since then has required me to be armed.
Okay.
And what can you give us an example of some of those jobs?
I can, but I'm not at liberty.
Okay.
I work primarily, we'll say, security.
Okay.
Okay.
So needless to say, me personally, I would feel as uncomfortable as, say, the average guy not putting his wallet in his hip pocket. Because
right.
That firearm has been so much of my apparel since my late teenage years. I look at it as the spare tire in your car. It's something that you pray you may never need, but in the one or two occasions where I have needed, it was worth its weight in gold for being there.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine that's true for the person who's felt they needed a handgun in a particular instance, and if they were able to employ it or whatever. You know, I mean, it's anything from showing it from your shirt to being able to fire it to ward off, you know, whatever it is that you're warding off.
Yeah,
bears or bad guys. I think that's basically what handguns are for: bears and bad guys.
And I could see that there would be certain jobs, especially if you work with wild animals or if you work in a dangerous occupation, that maybe you're more likely to. To, you know, want that extra level of protection.
And I don't believe that the government is the best agency to decide who gets to carry one of these and who doesn't.
Exactly. Personally, I feel anybody who chooses to carry, 50 years ago, we trained our children from day one how to safely handle the firearm.
Yep.
The statistics were much better than they are now.
I think that's true.
Now it's a big, ugly, black, terrible thing until you literally leave home in many cases.
You know, my next-door neighbor, he, you know, tells this story to me, and I think it's very interesting. He used to carry a rifle to school. He shot food and brought it home. Now he's, you know, in his 70s now, but this was when he was going to school. He would carry a rifle to school, and lots of kids did. But I do think there's a difference between a rifle and a handgun. I doubt there are very many kids carrying pistols to school.
I used to keep a shotgun on the gun rack in the back window of my pickup truck so that, you know, hey, doesn't taste better than chicken. We'll put it that way.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, interesting stuff, Mark. We've got some other calls on the line. Let's bring Andrew in Utah on the air. He's listening on XM, and he wants to laugh at Brett. Andrew, are you with us?
Yeah,
Andrew. Hi. Yeah, what's on your mind, Andrew?
I thought it was ridiculous.
Who's
you guys
that?
Are like the least anti handgun / gun group on the radio.
I suspect what he did was he heard a small segment of the conversation.
Yeah. And then he said, oh, look at that woman. She must be a liberal.
and what, you know, when it comes to politics, politics is absolutely a threat against your neighbor. And I can understand why people who have guns feel threatened because they want to have those, you know, they want to have that gun. They feel threatened by people who want to take away from them. I get that. I just, you know, reacted probably poorly to somebody making an assumption about what I was thinking.
I think people might have been entertained
by your reaction, yeah.
Mark. But yeah, I mean,
emotionally volatile does seem to entertain people.
We have to emphasize, though, that, like, I guess if you're just tuning in and you've only heard little snippets of this conversation, once again, we do not want to use the government to ban guns. We just want people to consider, you know, for themselves whether that's something, you know, it never hurts to think about if you're going to carry a gun, in what circumstances would you be willing
to
use
it? What's the value to you?
Sure.
And if it is valuable to you, please get training.
And are there any alternatives that you might rather employ? We talked about some of those, too.
Well, yeah, it's like when I was in the military, we learned escalation of force. We didn't go straight to deadly force, but we went through an escalation.
Okay.
So it went from being bad to worse, and worst case scenario was deadly force. And, you know, the taser thing, I think it's the best thing out there other than having a gun, you know, in most cases.
I kind of like there's this thing called the Tiger Light,
tactical flashlight.
It's a tactical flashlight with it's got a super bright thing, and it's also got this pepper spray that's high powered in that it goes faster and farther in it. And I think that it's kind of neat because people need flashlights, and to have the pepper spray right in the flashlight, it empowers people that would not otherwise be empowered. If you're out jogging, if your wife's out jogging or something, she might not carry the little 32, but she will carry this.
Yeah, and you know, even now I think they're starting to make
Are you saying that women are less likely to carry? I'm sorry, Mark,
I don't know, but I think that I think that's a presumption that I've made from social media.
Doesn't Nemi, the Wednesday Night Coast, doesn't she talk about how she carries a lot?
Yep, sure she does.
Yeah.
It's certainly not true all the time. I'm only talking about statistics.
Sure. Andrew, go ahead.
Even now, I think they're starting to make them shotgun tasers. Got like a 5-second jolt. That when you shoot it out of the gun, it opens up.
Interesting.
You know, opens up and flies down, hits the target, sets itself off, and zaps for like 3 to 5 seconds or something like that. You know, that's a good alternative for home defense. You know, and then next thing you load is your double op buck or your slug or your assault rock or, you know, something a little bit more lethal.
Seems like that. After you hit somebody with something like that, you know, like a beanbag round or something like that, you can go to the knife rack on the kitchen counter, grab one, and hold them there. Look, if you move, I'm going to stick you. At that point, you've got them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Andrew, one more question I'd like to ask you. You know, when you said that you learned, I forget the phrase you used, escalation of force. Did you mean that was like part of your training in the military? I just wanted to clarify what you meant by that.
My primary MOS was 0311 infantry. So,
what's MLS? You can
MLS.
Tell. Okay.
So, you know, it went from being, you know, it starts off, you know, trying to attain the situation.
Andrew, I appreciate your thoughts tonight, and thanks a lot for the call.
Tied to the clock.
Yeah. It's Freak Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. I know you have thoughts on this. More coming up on Free Talk Live. We're talking about guns.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
We're anti-gun liberals. No, we're just kidding. I'm just totally joking. But we have been talking about firearms, self-defense, and asking some interesting questions about them that I think don't hurt to ask yourself, right? And, of course, you can call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got some comments on the gun issue I wanted to share, but Mark, did you want to bring a message to our listeners
first? Yeah, real quick. You could join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, you can create a will or a living trust, register a trademark. They have patents, wills. As a matter of fact, I made my will over there at LegalZoom.com, and it was fast and easy. They asked you some questions. They spit out a document. There you go. It's legal in all 50 states. They're not lawyers, but they were created by attorneys. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. I can't remember what it was to get the will, but that docks it down a little bit. It's less than $100. It's LegalZoom.com.
Yeah. You're not going to find a lawyer who's going to draft up a custom one for you for that price.
No.
Yeah.
$10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right. I got a little message during the break that I think might spur some interesting discussion. We do have some calls on the line, but somebody had a quick comment saying, this is what this person said. I think it's a bit of a contradiction that the Liberty Movement is anti-violence and yet advocates for taking up guns. What do you think about that, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, guns are, I think that, so violence can be defined different ways for different people. Violence can be the initiation of force. If you look it up in the dictionary, I mean, it could be the initiation of force, or it can be the use of force at all in order to defend yourself. And I think that different people come up with different solutions in that area, and I don't think that there's any such thing as a true pacifist. I do like the idea of using less than lethal force when you can do it, that one shouldn't use a sledgehammer when a ball peen will do the job. But
what's a ball peen?
A ball peen hammer is a type of...
I see.
I think it's for working metal.
My mind
metal.
Went to a very different place.
I think a ball peen hammer is intended for working metal. It is pretty much a regular hammer head on one side and then a rounded head on the other.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it is kind of a... I like that point about the Liberty Movement and about embracing nonviolence, espousing nonviolence. But there are a lot of people who open carry, although...
I rely on those people that open carry. I think that there is less crime in an instance where people are open carrying or since people know that people are concealed carrying. You know, if I don't happen to have a gun, and I'm a convicted felon, so if I were to have a gun, it wouldn't be on my hip. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like maybe my wife would have a gun or something like that, but I wouldn't be able to do such a thing. I'm always disarmed in some kind of public instance when it comes to, well, not disarmed, but I mean, I'm less than armed as far as other people go. So, you know, I guess to some extent I rely on those people. Those people are they're the sentries. They're, you know, keeping me safe.
Do you think there's a difference between the person who's holed up in his or her home with a bunch of AK-47s and big, you know, the biggest guns they can get their hands on, the most automatic that they possibly can get their hands on.
They move to a hobbyist.
Well, yeah, that could be true, but there are some people who are really paranoid and angry and coming from a place
of
abject fear.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know if all those guns are making them feel better.
I don't think
stressed,
fear,
you know?
Fear is a very disempowered place to come from.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand why some people are coming from those locations. If I was
an
individual who had been raped
there.
And, you know, I felt like the best way for me to protect myself from rampant crime or whatever that I happen to see, because they watch the news, you'll be scared. That's what they want to do to you.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. I think I have a feeling what this next caller is going to say about the subject, because we've heard from him before on the gun issue. We got Ed in Tennessee, and he wants to talk about guns and other American attachments. So, Ed, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome to the show, Ed. Tell me what's on your mind.
How are you liberal porcupines doing?
Just fine, Ed.
You know, it's hard to hug a porcupine, you know that.
Yeah, I've heard. I've never tried, but
you can go online and watch porcupine sex. You should do that.
Doesn't it have some? Never mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Hey, I wish we had the zeal for the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th Amendment as we do for this ridiculous, anachronistic 2nd Amendment. All this stuff. And Mark, you made some good points. Hey, everybody on there or everybody listening, has your home been invaded when you've been in it? How many hands will be raised?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is basically.
It's an uncommon situation.
It is uncommon, but like I said, I would never, and I know you've said the same thing, Ed, you would never disarm somebody who believes that it's the best thing to do to carry. I just don't know. I'm in a quandary over this issue, is how I am.
Well, Mark, y'all are in one of the safest states. You really don't have to worry about it. Hey, if your skin's not brown and black, you're very safe. And as you know, the war on drugs has destroyed them. And look, hey, you know, I got a book here from Norm Stamper.
It's destroyed everybody, I think.
Yeah, I got a book here from Norm Stamper, one of the founding members of LEAP, you know, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah.
And Mark may want his comment. He says, for every armed home invasion robbery prevented by a firearm, there's at least one homeowner who has had his gun taken from him and used on him. And it's said here that 30,000 deaths a year due to firearms. Let's see.
I've heard the numbers are very high of law enforcement officers that have their weapons taken from them and used on them. Now, this was told to me by a guy who was relatively high in the gun manufacturing world. I'm not willing to give his name. It's interesting. I mean, here you have somebody. No one.
That's interesting.
There are a few people that are listening to me that can claim that they have had as much training with handguns as police officers, and those people sometimes have their weapons taken from them and used on them.
Right. Hey, Martin, you made another good point earlier. I heard you say that more home invasions are by the cops. I'd like to know the statistics on that.
I'll bet you
18. What is it? Every 18 sec, 40,000 SWAT raids or something every 40, year.
40,000 raids a year.
I didn't think it'd be that many, is it? But maybe you're right.
That's the number that I've read. I mean, I can only.
That comes from Radley Balco. I want to say that comes from the Agitator blog.
I can only assume he got it from elsewhere.
Yeah, we can check it.
Norm Stamper says here that a gun is 11 times more likely to be used to commit suicide than for self-defense. A home with a gun in it is 5 times more likely to experience the suicide of a household member. Than homes without guns.
But I wonder
about it. Somebody that drinks. Just think if you got a problem, you've been drinking a lot. You know, some people drink a lot anyway. But anyway, if you got, you know, mental, you got family issues and all. There's a gun. Once you pull that trigger, it's over. How many people do you hear take an axe and kill themselves? Or a chainsaw. You hear these ridiculous.
The Romans used to slash their wrists after getting very, very drunk. You know, and that would probably be in the bathtub. That would probably be pretty effective. Nice warm bath.
Oh, that doesn't always work.
I neither does blowing your head off. I know there's a guy here in Keene that attempted to use a .44 to commit suicide. You'll know him when you see him.
Wow.
I mean, he's missing a portion of his jaw. I mean, the guy's he's an absolute wreck.
Oh.
Over a girl.
We talked about that. Sorry about that, Mark.
We did talk about this, actually. Ed called my show, which is called Pork Therapy, and we talked about this guy who had a horrific shotgun accident.
Oh,
he shot himself in the face. He had no jaw. He had no nose. He had basically most of his face was missing, and he received a face transplant. And this was one of the first face transplants in the world, especially done in the manner that they did it. It was a real medical advance.
Yeah, with the jawbone and teeth and all that missing, it was just...
But he was very severely maimed. And, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody who has a gun is going to end up like that, but...
Suicides. Now, you're saying that suicides are 5 times more likely in homes with guns?
This book, did I say that? Norm Stamper.
But I'm wondering, is that suicides or suicides with a gun? Because
a home with a gun in it is 5 times more likely to experience the suicide of a household member than homes without guns. I'm sure it is with a gun. It was from the New England Journal of Medicine, 1993.
I would say the New England Journal of Medicine is very biased. They really have an agenda of wanting to ban guns. But it might be a true statistic. I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, I just look it up. If you want to know.
Thanks,
anyway,
Ed. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Thanks for the call, Ed. And there's more coming up with Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. We got lots of people who want to discuss guns. Stay tuned for more. It's Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It is the last segment of this evening's program, and the phones are just loaded up. I'm not even going to give out the phone number. That's how busy they are. I'm going to have to try to get everybody's call in, so if you're on the line, please stick with us, wait patiently, and say what you got to say, and we'll try to get everybody's calls in. And by the way, I do want to let you know that Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, so you can call anytime. If you don't fully get your thoughts out tonight, you can call any night.
There's
starting
night
at
tomorrow.
7 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, when you stack the calls towards the beginning of the show, you're probably more likely to get on in a
Absolutely.
Timely manner.
Free Talk Live stands behind your right to keep and bear arms, as does SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The one of the principals over there, good friend of mine, Jason Osborne. I know he carries. You can go to their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, Mark. As we jump right into the phones, we're going to bring on Michael in Connecticut, and he actually wants to talk about Bitcoins. Michael, are you with us?
I am there, yes.
Ah, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Michael.
I want to bring up the issue of Bitcoins as I do my taxes tonight.
Oh, my.
And,
is it the last night to file or something?
Actually, it's Tuesday.
Okay.
But the reason I'm bringing up Bitcoins, because I think down in the future, I think as more people get into them, it'll probably severely curtail government's ability to tax people, and I think ultimately
it's sort of like a barter system, isn't it, Michael? You know, it's an alternative currency, but even gold and silver could be kind of considered barter or trade, I guess you could say.
Regular currency could be considered barter. I'll trade you these three little green pieces of paper for that hamburger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, we know government doesn't like Bitcoins already. They're already, you know, saying some bad stuff about them, trying to regulate the secret internet, the Silk Road Marketplace, and so forth. So, Michael, anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, that was about it.
Well, I'm sorry you have to go through that with the taxes, and I wish you speedy recovery. Luck with that. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's go to Joe in Arizona. He wants to respond to Ed's call about guns. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell us what's on your mind.
I don't know where to start. The guy started spewing so many anti-gun Brady campaign numbers out. I know you guys were talking about hot burglaries, which means, homes that are burglarized with people being at home. Yeah. And I guess he was under the impression it very rarely happens. So I can tell you it happens quite a bit. I've got a lot of friends in law enforcement.
What is quite a bit? What does that mean?
Well, I know just in the past year, I live in a suburb of Las Vegas, Nevada. My neighbor's house was hot burglarized. Same guys came after my house several times. Now, I wasn't there. I'm a truck driver, so I'm only home a couple days a week or a couple days a month.
And were they able to get in?
Yeah, they got the neighbors. They why it was hot, and they got in there, and they tried doing it when my kids were at home, and they finally ended up succeeding there when my kids weren't at home. They had four attempts, and they succeeded one of them. Okay,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It does happen. Sure. So luckily, I got my kids out of there. We moved to a different place that I could secure better. But it does happen. Now, talking about defensive uses of guns, he was talking about having a gun in the house. I think he said the number for every person who uses a gun to defend themselves, another person gets their gun taken away from use against them. Well, there's been studies done for eons. The lowest number of defensive uses of handguns is about 200,000 a year. Up to some studies go to 2.5 million times a year.
Let's just take the low number. Yeah.
Let's just take the low number, 200,000. So if 200,000 people have used a gun to defend themselves, and most of those go unreported because once the gun is displayed, most people run off. They're never fired, the vast majority of times.
Yeah.
Okay? Eric, if you take 200,000 defensive uses, you would think 200,000 gun deaths of people getting their gun taken away from would be reported in the newspaper, seeing as the media is anti-gun as it is. So they're talking 30,000. You're talking the vast majority of that is gang-related crime. So these numbers are all skewed, and a lot of those are also suicide. So
I believe I believe the numbers are skewed. I mean, this is a very biased area of research.
This is one of those areas where you can go on the Internet and you can research it and find out exactly what you want to find out because there are many statistics in this area. And I think you're right. I think that probably not as many get used. One unsuccessful use doesn't seem like a fair ratio.
I can tell you I'm 43 years old and I've had a gun in my house my whole entire life, many guns in my house. I was also in the Marine Corps and I've never had a gun kill anybody that I cared about.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Joe. And one more question for you. In the situation where the burglar attempted to break into your house when your kids were home, what happened with that? Did they repel him somehow?
No, the kids weren't home. The kids were home one time. They found him out in the backyard. As soon as they realized my daughter was home, they took off.
Okay.
A couple other times we found windows that tried to be jimmied once they got home. Mm-hmm. And then one time they would take their friend to work. When they came back, they had been in the house. They got a few guns. They actually took my entire gun locker. There was only a few guns in there, though.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't get everything I had. They only got a few small guns, nothing major. But
all right, Joe. I'm really glad to hear your family and you are okay. And thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Do appreciate that. Let's go to Jeff in Indiana. He wants to talk about gun-free zones, and he's listening on XM. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
To me, the most stupidest and dangerous place in the world is a gun-free zone. You know, if you look at anywhere where number of people have been massacred, that's where you're going to find it at.
Usually it's because can't the police have guns in those gun-free zones, ostensibly?
Yeah, but there's no police if there's nobody armed in the gun-free zone, then, the perpetrator would be the only person armed in the gun-free zone.
That's the old adage that when guns are outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns, right?
That's right. And that's where, a lot of the school place campuses, that's where we had huge massacres because no one was armed on the campus. And what was over in Finland or Sweden that they had a single guy went in there and killed 70 or 80 people, I guess it was. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you wonder to yourself what would have happened if somebody had been armed in those circumstances. There's always that what if. But I don't play the lottery because I find it to be statistically unlikely that I will win. And I guess people basically
you do vote.
I do vote, and we'll go into that later.
I'll get that another time. Sorry, Mark.
But, I guess you're just playing statistics when you decide whether or not to arm yourself.
To me, an armed citizen is a responsible person.
I hope they would be responsible.
I don't think
I don't know
carrying
if everybody
a gun
acts
makes one
responsibly.
Sadly, carrying a gun does not make one responsible.
But Jeff, you know, I do really see your point, though, that I, like Mark often says, I don't think I would be comfortable putting a sign out in front of my house that says there are no guns here. And that's not true anyway. Yeah.
Right.
So, Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate your thoughts. Let's go in the remaining moments of the show to Frank in New York. He wants to talk about suicides and guns. And Frank, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Yes, just about suicide. In the United States, the most successful method of suicide is by gun. 53% of all successful suicides are, involve a gun. And the big thing is, if you feel you must take your life, being libertarian philosophically, I believe your life is your own, and if you choose to end it, you should have that right. So if you're going to do it, place the barrel under the chin.
Wow.
Or in the mouth, and use a 45 caliber or 9mm or anything bigger. And when you pull the trigger, just do it down, and that should be a very clean, swift end, as opposed to a very painful one. Just
wow.
Think of
Frank's
reality.
Advice for euthanasia here on Free Talk Live.
Think of Woody Allen in the movie Hannah and Her Sisters, when he talks about when he was feeling the existential angst of unknowing if there's a beyond or an afterlife. And he takes the .22 rifle, puts it to his head, and he's sweating, and the barrel misses, the gun goes off, and then he gets scared when the neighbors start banging and making noise, and then he leaves and does a long walk. And what I would say to anyone attempting or thinking about suicide seriously, think about it and put the decision away for a week. And then, you know, if you still feel bad or whatever, you know, do what you have to. But give yourself at least 7 days to kind of...
It's hard to imagine really stopping somebody who is intent upon ending their own life.
Absolutely.
And whatever it is they're going through emotionally. And I can understand
it's
why
really
somebody
difficult.
Who's in a bad physical situation...
And also economically, too. Remember, yeah. Most people in this material culture are defined by their jobs or their property. And if they lose
better.
It through no fault of their own, it puts them in an odd position. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. We're done. This has been Free Talk Live online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And 7 nights a week, Free Talk Live is live, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's been Stephanie.
And Mark.
And thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.